What's the word, everybody? It's your man, Mr. Al Pete from the mighty MPN.
Man, listen.
And you're now tuned in to the Clear Visions Podcast. Get ready to enjoy the show.
Are we clear?
I woke up, went outside, and saw the sun and the moon out. I'm sure I saw it before, but for some reason it was pretty special this go around. It was a 5:45 a.m. on my birthday. Not sure why or what woke me up this early, but regardless, I'm blessed to be able to wake up, right? It said that my birthday is one of the least common next to Christmas, Halloween, and November 25th. That's around the time, you know, Thanksgiving occurs. July 4th is ranked 363. Now, it's 365 days of the year. Another day added for a leap year, but nevertheless, 365. So July 4th is ranked 363. And that's the, which is crazy, it said 4th least common. So this is via parents.com when I was doing the Googles, just randomly Googling. I share the same birthday with Calvin Coolidge, the 30th president of the United States. And since we're speaking on presidents, Malia Obama, the daughter of our true president, Barack Obama's birthday is today. I also share with Bill Withers, may he rest in peace, and the rapper Post Malone. An interesting combination of people. Now back to the least common part. Being in any least common factor holds a high presence, in my opinion. It's fitting that I would be in that number, being that I do so much. I still find it interesting that I was born on a holiday. And I'm not sure if others think like, wow, my birthday was on September 22nd or something. Now that seems uncommon, but we all celebrate that person's birthday. Because it's the day that they're brought here to make some form of impact to themselves, to others, to the higher power, whatever you call it. So for me, I feel like I hold a different type of specialty. And being on the 4th is part of that reason. Some things that make it special for me. July 4th, to me, seems like it's in the middle of the year. So I believe it's the 185th day of the year, of the calendar year, and then you have 180 days left. So it's like in the middle. And it seems to be the hottest notable date of the summer. It's also Cancer season, the zodiac sign, which is a water sign. And when you think of water, you think of pools and celebrations, even though some don't celebrate it anymore due to Juneteenth, which is another story. You know, when you think about July 4th, Independence Day, the 4th of July, those are some of the words for it. When you think of those dates, you think about the Declaration of Independence, you think about Philadelphia, you think of 1776. Those are like the general things that were taught to us growing up. And it's a staple of freedom and, you know, liberty, living life with liberty. And you celebrate that with fireworks, cookouts, and just hanging out with your friends, and of course, it's a day off. So for me, we'll zero in on the independence part. And I think about July 4th, I think about independence. That's one of the first things I think of. So when I think of the word independence, I think of being free and having a form of liberty. I think of my life at this moment, and I believe I've exercised the freedom of things. Freedom of speech with my music, self-expression through various channels of my creativity, freedom of the press, which is parallel to the freedom of speech, and it supports my choice of career, which is communications, journalism, etc. Freedom of slavery. That's another story as well, but to simplify it, not really being locked down to all these systems that are against us, and freedom of education, which means I have the right to learn and to be inquisitive for what's being taught to me. P.S. I'm getting my master's now, and it's helping me understand how to properly research things and use ethic reasoning with the information I receive. Deep shit, right? More like nerd shit. I know birthdays are a day of reflecting and thinking about what's to come. In my mind, August is my new year, so I try to make this day all the way up to mid-August, or even push it to like Labor Day, I try to make it the best. Even if it's April or January or October, I try to make it the best. So that's always the motive, but August is always my new year. So July definitely holds a place in my heart outside of it being my birthday month. But right now, I'm ready to enjoy some food and some fireworks. Okay? So not to bore you anymore, just really wanted to get a show out and just thank all my people who sent blessings outside of my birthday and to the ones that, you know, are thinking about me on this day. More work is needed and more independence is needed. And I'm here to be an example of it and to help on that. So if you need help, let your boy know. MPN, y'all. Power.
Clear Visions Podcast was produced and engineered by myself, along with the intro and outro music. Subscribe to this podcast that's available on MrAlPete.com, MPN-LLC.com, and on all podcast platforms. Thanks for listening, everyone. Building but becoming to the top.